This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today, Kamala Harris claims extremist so-called leaders want to punish women. Tennessee lawmakers move towards banning gender transition surgery for children, and leftists continue to redefine fetal heartbeat. We've got all of that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. Happy Friday. We are finally there. And I'm just going to say we got quite a show for you. I've got Eric July, Blaze TV contributor and, of course, owner and founder of Ripaverse Comics. We've also got his first time on the program, Gavin McInnes, of course, Vice Media co-founder and Censored.TV founder. It's great to have you on, Gavin.
Hello.
Are you going to? I'm Phil. OK, so here's the thing. I've got you. And I've also got Blaze TV contributor Alex Stein. And
yeah,
I'm just wondering
like
if this is my last show ever.
That's like having Batman and Superman. That's a waste.
That is Superman. Kind of a waste, yeah.
Or in a more modern version, that's like having Zolzar and Rancorn together.
Oh, there you go.
His top two guys.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see if I ever have a show again. We'll find out. So I want to talk about everyone's favorite vice president, Kamala Harris, who traveled to Milwaukee to meet with Latino leaders and speak at a Democrat attorneys conference. During a speech, she claimed extremist so-called leaders are trying to pass un-American laws to make it more difficult to vote. Watch.
And immediately, of course, following Dobbs, extremist so-called leaders, that's what I call them, extremist so-called leaders, across our nation, began to pass and enforce laws to criminalize doctors, nurses, healthcare providers. I mean, think about those folks, why they entered that profession, their sense of calling and duty to heal and help. And these so-called extremist leaders are passing laws to criminalize these folks, passing laws to punish women.
All right, so that one was about punishing women. And guys, I want to get your thoughts, but actually, you know what? Let me give you guys a chance to react to that, and then I want to play the one about making it more difficult to vote and how Dropbox bans are somehow un-American. But let me just get you guys. Is Kamala Harris the worst ever?
I mean, we're working for
it's
Biden.
A low bar. It's
yeah,
a low bar.
Like,
I get
definitely
it.
When you consider that. Who,
but Joe
who,
Biden is 100 million years old, so I feel like he gets a pass
yeah.
for his.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if he had half a brain cell, she would look far worse than what she does. But when you're comparing yourself to that guy, I mean, you tend to look a little better than what you actually are. But no, she's terrible. She's terrible at her job. And to be fair, the press secretary, what was her name? The French
Karine Jean-Pierre. Jean-Pierre.
What do you call her?
KJP.
KJP? Oh, okay. KJP.
Don't make her sound cool.
Yeah, she's like MGG,
it's
AOC.
It's impossible to remember her name.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, that's easy for me. Yeah. Because that's why I had to ask. Because I always have trouble saying it. But she's terrible. Kamala Harris is terrible. This is the first time I've seen her, though, in a very long
time. Really, I noticed that both people you just said are black. Are you being racist?
Yes. He's a black white supremacist.
Yeah, definitely nowadays, when you start selling $1 million worth of comics, you become... I've taken Larry Elder's spot at the blackface of white supremacy or whatever that is. But no, she is terrible, and she's not at all convincing, not at all influential, not at all inspiring. But she feels like she's kind of rambling, trying to figure things out as she's saying these speeches. Like she's not actually confident in anything that it is that she's saying. She's like, I have to BS my way through this, so that's what I'm going to do.
You see the hamster turning in
the wheel
in her head.
You can see it actively, like in real time. Like she's like
as she's speaking. amazing.
You get it, like, not really Kamala, but, you know, you're using your kind of arms and stuff.
Yeah,
she has this repeat thing. I think my theory is she really likes that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. She's like, I want one like that, where you say the thing and then you repeat the thing.
Yeah, she does.
So she's always like, where are we going? We're going where we've always been going and where we're going to be going to. And then you can see everyone going, nah, that's no fear itself.
Yeah, yeah. That's suboptimal, Kamala.
She keeps repeating it, though. It's bizarre. Was that thing about the trans surgery, or was she throwing abortion in
abortion.
There, too?
Abortion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I know all of the buzzwords get kind of, you know, jumbled together whenever they don't. They're just parroting, so yeah. They tend to jumble them all together. But that one in particular was about... limiting abortion.
Because banning abortion no longer has anything to do with women. That is restricting birthing people.
Yeah. That's
so,
a great point.
Sorry, ladies. You negotiated your way out of that.
That's a great point.
Now it's me.
Now it's Gavin chest feeding.
Us men, the guys, are worried about not being able to get their abortions.
Pete Buttigieg is really worried. No, and this is the other thing is you know, you're saying who's smarter, Kamala or Joe Biden. I would actually argue that Joe Biden is smarter, but what I can't wait for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to get caught with their illegal business dealings in Burisma.
It's
in the
cute
Ukraine.
That you think that that's going to happen.
I think it will. I think it could happen.
No, they paid $40 billion for that not to happen.
Yeah. Well, this is what I believe is going to happen. They paid, I think it's $80 billion now. But I do believe they will do the humiliation ritual because they want Kamala Harris to be president, and that is going to be like a real-life Tyler Perry movie, Madea Goes to the White House.
Who wants Kamala to be president?
Why not? It was way better than Kamala Harris.
Madea is better than Kamala.
Nobody wants that. She shouldn't be compared
everybody
to
wants
they had a chance
that.
To pick that. There everybody, was 1% of the population who wanted that.
Listen, as a leaning liberal liberalist here, the House liberal, we wanted Kamala the whole time, but we don't want the white patriarchy anymore. So we want Joe gone. Kamala, we love your work. We love your bosoms. We love your big booty Latina lifestyle. We love it. We love everything. We just love the
whole
total
package.
She's
not a Latina.
Her booty is very normal.
But what is?
She's half black and half Indian.
Indian, right?
Yeah. She's Jamaican,
sometimes
right?
She's either one of them, depending on what the conversation is.
But right. Her culture is zero black. She reformative years were in Montreal. The black guy wasn't around, so she's more Indian Canadian than anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's go eat some samosas.
She was listening to Eminem and Snoop.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And she created the three strikes law that, you know, put in all these nonviolent drug offenders in jail while she's complaining about Brittany Griner being in jail for weed. Yet she locked up half of California
and
for
so
smoking
did Biden.
Joints.
Biden was big on throwing people in jail, too. Mm-hmm. I know a guy did 4.5 years for having 3 bags of coke.
4.5 years?
Yeah. Wow. And it was Biden's. It was when he was coming down hard on drugs.
Jeez. So I want to play another component of this speech here because it has been fascinating to watch the Democrats take a particular, you know, we were in the middle of a pandemic. They felt like they needed to add some additional ways that people could vote because of this unprecedented time. And now all of a sudden it's un-American if you don't allow your voters to, you know, vote by drop box, I guess. So here's that.
While so-called leaders claim we should return the issue of reproductive freedom to the voters in the states, these same extremist so-called leaders are passing laws to make it intentionally more difficult for people to vote.
Yeah.
Return it to the states. Let the voters there decide. While laws are being passed to ban drop boxes and restrict early voting, laws that are making it illegal to give food and water to people who are standing
they're
in line
still running
sometimes
on their
for
lock?
Hours
mm-hmm. yep.
to
wow.
vote.
Yep.
Undemocratic laws. Un-American laws.
She's talking about the Georgia law. Like, mm-hmm. remember when that whole deal, it was obviously nonsense, but it was like something that they couldn't, when you're in a certain, I forgot how much yards it was.
It's like 100 yards.
Or something like that, then you can't deliver, like, basically goods to people. Because it's like
the people who are campaigning can't go and give correct.
Yeah, exactly. So they tried to word it as if, well, you just want people to be outside and
dying.
I guess deprived of water
right.
or something. That wasn't the case. But it's not at all surprising, to be honest, that they're still running on their law.
So there's someone dying of thirst. There's a politician with some cold water there. And they're like, can I? And then the police go, not on my watch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they die.
So she said they're intentionally making it harder to vote. And Gavin, you said yes.
Yeah. This is my new thing with the left. I take their allegations and go, yes, that is true. Like, yes, we are criminalizing healthcare. If healthcare means aborting babies, yeah. you're right. going to get arrested.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you chose the calling of nurse, and now you're going to jail. Sucks. And with this, yeah, we're trying to make it harder. It's a big deal. It's hard to get a tattoo. It's hard to drive a car. It's hard to vote. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I do, like, I wish it actually was harder, and I wish there more were qualifications to voting.
Well, that's I'm not, why I don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I'm not at all, like, the person who's like, I think everyone should have, you know, let's make it easier for people to vote. No, actually, I don't want it to be easier. I want it to be one day. There's just voting day. There's no early voting. There's no mail-in. There's no nothing. If you don't take it seriously enough to come and show up on that day and cast your ballot, you don't need to be voting.
Yeah, well, I mean, they say that voter ID is racist, but these are the same people that wanted you to use an ID and a vaccine card to buy a hot dog at 7-Eleven. That's not racist, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Somehow showing an ID to vote in an election where you're supposed to be living in that state, that's racist.
You know what? It should be penis prints. To vote, you have to put your penis on an ink pad and then put it on the voting card.
So that'll work out,
well,
right?
Well, to cut the woman vote down by a good 90%. And they should have the right to
just
vote.
Just 90.
Should they vote?
That might be a good thing.
We'll get those weird post-op ones that they have made that look like a burrito, but that'll be like 16 people.
I would be remiss if I...
What's the girl vote? What amendment is that?
The suffrage, 1923. It was the 19th Amendment.
Yeah. 19th, yeah.
You got to watch it or you end up saying the black vote. And you're like, repeal the 19th. And they're like, that's the black one. Oh, sorry, I meant the chick one.
So I would be remiss, Gavin, if I didn't play this interview with, of course, Vice News, where Kamala was talking about what she
I designed that logo.
Is the dehumanization of migrants, quote, fleeing harm as Republicans pull political stunts by sending them to blue states. Watch.
Yes.
Yesterday, there was a bus of migrants that was dropped off in front of your home. Also, Governor DeSantis flew migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. Can you understand the political point that DeSantis and Abbott are trying to make here?
They're playing games. These are political stunts with real human beings who are fleeing harm.
Harm?
Do you know what's happening in Venezuela right now?
Socialism.
There were children, people being put on a bus or a plane.
Oh, no. Not a plane.
Who don't know where they're going
on a plane?
Or where they were being sent.
Like you're some sort of a
human beings, person. Real people who have fled harm, who came to the United States of America seeking refuge, asylum.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel like, what they're being given by busing them or flying them to sanctuary cities.
There was a smattering of young people. I didn't really see any. Venezuela just released all their criminals.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was, and they talk about it as a political tool. Vicente Fox, a long time ago, said, our prisons are overflowing. Let's get rid of all the criminals. Send them to America. We don't have to deal with them. Make our problem their problem. It's a cheap solution. Mm-hmm. So they've been a political pawn. Mm-hmm. Forever. Mm-hmm. We just picked up the chessboard and said, okay, how about pawn to Martha's Vineyard 4?
Yep. Well, yeah, and I mean, it's not even just people in other countries like Mexico leaders saying that. It's been our own, it's been the left who's been using them as the political pawns for forever, for decades, trying to promise them all these things, trying to use them as a bargaining tool, trying to act like they give a crap about, you know, kids in cages at the border when they're trying to make it so that more and more kids come over and have to be put in cages. Well, now they just walk right through. But it's like, yeah, you guys were the ones who started with these political pawns. To Gavin's point, like, we now all of a sudden we've got some people with balls who go, okay, you know what, we'll play your game and we'll win.
Yeah, I mean, I said this on Wednesday, but I'm kind of on Kamala Harris' side because, you know, they did fly them Spirit Airlines there, and that's cruel and unusual. You know, you can't, like, at least fly them Delta if you're going to fly them to Martha's
Probably the
Vineyard.
Only time there has been a fight on Spirit Airlines.
The only time there wasn't. No, but that's the other thing is we talk about the border, and she talks about kids. I didn't really see very many kids.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's usually young men.
Well, the kids get taken up into the sex trafficking or drug trafficking or however they can be used.
If there was boys. Kids there, then the kids were murderers who had been released from prison.
Probably. So, yeah.
Kid murderers.
They do exist. That is
That's
the
a
thing.
Character.
I was just about to say that was right out of a comic book.
Eric, can you imagine walking, making this dangerous journey, and then these GOP leaders have the audacity to put you on a bus so that you don't have to walk on your journey?
Yeah, and you go all the way to this affluent area where they have all of these resources and everything, and plus they pay at least lip service to your cause.
Right.
So they'd be the people that you that would welcome you
But Sarah, we're giving them Galaxy phones. If we give them the iPhones, that we need to give them better cell phones. I don't like that we're giving them Samsung Galaxies. I think we should give them iPhones.
I would never, like, I will never forget the clip of the Martha's Vineyard community saying bye, waving bye to them.
Te amo.
Te amo, te amo. I'm just like, oh my God, you guys don't even understand how stupid you look. They just have no self-awareness.
Well, this is what's amazing about America. It's the red, you know, remember that red dress, gold dress thing where people would look at it, they're looking at the same thing and they see different colors? Mm-hmm. They don't see this as a victory for us. Like, we're laughing and we go, yeah, we played your game and you look like fools. They're like, yeah, you thought you could trick us, but we took in those migrants. And for over 40 hours, they had cots and food, and we were together. And then we sent them on their merry way.
We deported
them. We won't get into where we sent them to, but they went to somewhere probably wonderful. So, ha-ha, didn't work. And you're like, ha-ha? No, I'm laughing. No, I'm laughing.
That is a great point. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Home Title Lock. So, look, home title theft is something that if you're not familiar with it, you should consider yourself lucky because that means it hasn't happened to you. And there's no, like, identity theft program, no banking program, nothing that protects you from this crime, which is one of the fastest growing crimes right now because your home's title is camped out online, just like everything. And cyber criminals can go in, they can forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold it to them, and then they can take out all of this equity that you have that you've been building up, probably for retirement. Don't let that happen to you. My partners at Home Title Lock have a special free offer for you. If you go to HomeTitleLock.com, you can enter your address for free, find out if you already have someone camping on your home's title, and they will help you mobilize to shut it down. That is HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code RADIO, HomeTitleLock.com. The other day, we covered Matt Walsh's research into Vanderbilt University's transgender clinic. Now, Vanderbilt doctors, this was really gross stuff, guys, admitted to performing double mastectomies on teenage girls, administering irreversible hormone therapy to children as young as 13. And since then, Matt Walsh has met with Tennessee lawmakers to discuss potential legislation to ban child gender transition procedures. And Majority Leader Jack Johnson said the expose that was released by the Daily Wire uncovered a number of things, not just that we have a prominent medical facility here in the Nashville area that's performing these irreversible procedures on minor children. It also exposed that they were proudly doing so in the interest of profit. You know, it just seems like common sense that this sort of ban should just be done in literally every single state right now. It's shocking to me that this went below the radar for so long in a place like Tennessee. I've seen stuff that it's been going on in Texas as well. And it's like, how is it possible that you have a red state with a Republican governor and this stuff still is not being shut down? And by the way, I am also, like, this is calling out Governor Abbott as well, because Governor Abbott, along with the Texas legislature, last time they were in session, they had the opportunity to do this and didn't do it. They chose not to. These are a bunch of Republicans who want to call themselves Republican. They want to put the R in front of their name. But when it comes time to actually do something conservative, they're like, oh, that feels icky. We don't want to do it. I mean, I'm like, no, ban it. Also make it a criminal offense, and I think death penalty.
See, I think even that, like, it's not even, we don't even have to word it like this. I think anybody that claims to value liberty, and I say this as obviously a fuck, excuse me. Well, I didn't actually say it. I just said,
it could have been fudge.
Yeah, exactly.
We only got the first one. I appreciate that.
You didn't swear. Exactly. Thank you. Get this away from me. I didn't swear. No, on a serious note, no, even from just that perspective, like, I don't care what side, even on the libertarian spectrum, whether like me, where you're full anarchist or you're not, we should be able to conceive that child mutilation is a problem, and of all things that are to, before we ever get to, let's say, this anarcho-capitalist libertarian social order, that's an act of aggression, and therefore, if there is to be a thing that is banned or illegal, that's it. It doesn't matter. There's not going to be a whole lot, or rather, there shouldn't be a whole lot of people that are like, yeah, that's, it's just like murder. It's like any crime, yeah. Theft, mm-hmm. no matter what. Like these are things, doesn't matter where you're at on spectrum. We live in, doesn't matter what's my ideal. This is the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. So it is very surprising that even we have to kind of tiptoe around this kind of conversation of those guys that have been performing this probably should be under the prison. Like,
yeah, yes. And they were doing it for money. That was the crazy thing. Was that thing Matt Walsh pulls up where they go, it's very profitable,
yeah,
and you should encourage it, and anyone who has a problem with it is going to be kicked out of the hospital. And the great thing about it is there's always complications, and you get to try to fix
follow-up
the massive
visits.
Wound mm-hmm. that you left that person. You couldn't give a 13-year-old fake tits, mm-mm. so why can you take them away? If I'm a doctor and some lesbian 13-year-old girl's in my office, and she goes, I feel like a man, and I've got these boobs starting, and they confuse me, and I don't feel comfortable. I'll just be like, oh, that sucks. Sucks to be you. I guess you're a lesbian who hates her boobs. Anywho, like, why do they go, oh, okay, well, if you don't like something about yourself, 13-year-old, let's just cesarean scar them off of you.
Yeah, because, I mean, if someone went in their office and said, you know, I just feel like I was born to just not have an arm, and I really want my arm cut off. They'd be like, okay, here's a therapist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go see them, work through this, because clearly you were born with two arms and you should have two arms.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference.
Well, their argument, too, is we have to do it because there's this massive wave of suicide when you don't cut off girls' tits. But there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's
no change. It's like once that transition does happen, and when you look at those numbers, it's not like they're significantly
no, they're way worse.
Lives.
Yes, yeah, yes.
It's 18 times worse.
Exactly.
Yes.
So so at that point, it's like why? Why on earth are you doing this other than okay, this is the world that these kind of dimension that that we're living in, and unfortunately, they've convinced a lot of stupid people that this is okay to the point to where, like I said, you're the one that a lot of these people will look at as the weirdo, when you're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't be doing that. Even if I conceded that when you're a grown adult, if you want to do that weird stuff, you should. I'm still going to think that it's stupid, but at least you should have the freedom to do that. But for children, like, this should be a bare basic thing that's off limits. But even now, they've convinced people that, well, this is somehow about these children, and this is when we start getting to these weird areas of consent. That if you are going to say that just because some 10-year-old said that, then you're approving on a whole slew of other weird stuff, that if they can consent to something like that, and maybe that's why there's often this, I won't say conflation, but people that do bad things to children have tried to latch themselves onto your movement. Why is that?
So I want to bring that up here, which is, I could not believe this. People who are in the DFW area need to pay attention. Louisville Independent mm-hmm. School District here, right around the corner, very close to my house, by the way, has queer sex ed resources on their website where students learn how to talk about sex. They also have a place called Q Chat Space where it has a quick escape button so kids can quickly hide the page from their parents. So it's an online community where, you know, LGBTQIA+ teens 13 through 19 can join live chats in support groups that are professionally facilitated. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sure that's not where all the pedophiles are going to go and professionally facilitate a bunch of confused kids going to talk about their sexuality.
Yep. Well, I want to make this point. So I always talk about it, how our world is not being run by human beings. It's basically being run by multinational corporations. And there's a thing called ESG. And all these companies have ESG scores. It's environmental social governance. And in order to get a better ESG score and be able to do business with these banks like Baylor Scott & White, these huge corporations, they have to do philanthropy that donates money to these causes. So they get to pick the cause, right? So whether it be like cancer or whether it be diabetes. But now all this ESG money is going to this trans movement. And that's why it doesn't matter if you're in Texas. It doesn't matter if you're in California, because mm-hmm. these corporations are so big. Like, notice how it's in Texas, because there's so much ESG money. So now this indoctrination, all this philanthropical money is going to transition kids. So it's really insane. I don't think we can fight these corporations, and we live, in my opinion, in the United States.
Yeah, I would say 99% of Americans are mortified mm-hmm. that this is going on. Mm-hmm. It's just a handful of freaks who are well-funded. And you're right, it's groomer central. Like, I got kids. Kids hate sex. Anything girly, if they're watching a movie, and I'm not talking about 8-year-olds, like 13-year-olds, if there's a makeout scene in the movie, you see them going,
yeah,
cool.
They're not like, hey, can you tell me how to fist? or at least provide a pamphlet. It's a lot of lube, right? Is that the main criteria? They're not remotely interested. And even when you get to be, like, in your late teens, you remember the heavy petting of high school. It wasn't like, I won't act out the moves, but it wasn't any of the moves they're showing there. It was like, oh, ow, your leg is out. Hold on. That, and you're in the back of the, there's no like, all right, let's get started on the chloom, 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 chloom.
We went to different high schools.
Yeah, it's just gross. Alex, we need to show up at their school board meeting.
I know, we really do, because that's right around the street. I mean, it's just insane. And I think you've noticed this, the indoctrination of all of these events. It's so rampant in Texas. I mean, every weekend, there's one in Katy this weekend. Literally every weekend.
That's bizarre.
There's some sort of drag queen story time, children, family-friendly drag show. It's like, when is this going to stop? But I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's actually accelerating, and there's going to be more.
Well, that's why
until she stopped it. So you know, you started the Proud Boys. She's starting the Proud Moms, and they're going to go and expose all this.
Not at all.
You should have the same ritual.
Other
moms get to beat you up until you can name five breakfast cereals.
No. Wait, I had to say this. Wait, I was joking with you. I've been telling Sarah. She's like, yeah, I want to start organizing, you know, protests at these events. And I go,
I'm talking about like we're infiltrating on the inside.
Yes. But I go, well, you got to be careful because you're going to end up like Gavin, like a Proud Boy. And then a week later, Gavin's on the show. It's kind of weird. So now it
spooky.
It is a little spooky. Maybe
spooky.
You guys are.
I was as shocked as you guys that when I first saw them. First, I was freaked out that there's so many in Texas, and then I thought, just like, I think this gender, this child mutilation is going to be stopped.
I think so too.
But I thought the same thing in the Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yeah.
And then every time I tune in, they're more and they're raunchier.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last one that's going around, it's indistinguishable from a strip club.
Yeah,
that one was a stripper. That was
it literally
a stripper.
Is a stripper.
Yeah.
And there's a
with
little
the kid.
8-year-old, and 8-year-olds do not want to see naked ladies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, his mom was like, here, please, tip
yeah.
this lovely.
That's what you do to mess
thing.
With him. You go, oh, you're going to go meet your girlfriend?
Yeah.
They go, shut up!
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst thing in the world.
By the way, I just would like to issue a correction before we have to take another quick break. I don't just want moms. I like actually need for dads to show up too. So whenever we launch, and I'm telling you guys, you need to get involved and you know, go to the website and type in your email. I'm talking to you, dads, because I didn't see you show up in Roanoke and shut that crap down, and it really pissed me off. All right, we got to take a quick break. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Sweatblock. So Sweatblock is for Alex, actually,
yes,
because Alex before the show. Here, hold up your towel.
Oh, I'm sweating, guys.
It's his sweat towel.
It's Gavin is making me nervous, so I have to sweat. So I need to get some of this.
It's so
disgusting. What?
He was just dripping with sweat.
Don't make fun of my sweat. Why are we trolling me? I'm just going to take some sweat block and I'll never sweat again. Sarah.
That's what I'm saying
okay,
you need.
Yeah, sorry,
so they have the sweat block wipes. You apply them at night and it will protect you from all of that gross sweat for up to like 7 days. It really does work. My husband tried it. It worked for him in like the depths of summer when it's 1,000 degrees in Texas. It can work for you. You can get it all today for 20% off at sweatblock.com. Use promo code news. That is sweatblock.com, promo code news.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yesterday, we discussed Stacey Abrams' claim that the sound of fetal heartbeats is actually just, it's manufactured sound by men seeking to take control of women. It seems that this is, I guess, becoming a mainstream Democrat talking point in defense of abortion. Sometime last month, Planned Parenthood stealth-edited its language about fetal development and now says there is no heartbeat between weeks 5 and 6 of gestation. Previously stated that between the 5th and 6th weeks of gestation, a very basic beating heart and circulatory system develop within the fetus, but now they're just saying a part of the embryo starts to show cardiac activity, which I love that they keep saying, like, no, it's not a heart, it's just cardiac activity.
Which is a heart.
It's like,
what else
right.
does cardiacs do? It's just like, feeding the liver nutrients?
It's what? So dumb.
Then your heart gets to the point where it starts pumping blood, but at the beginning, it's only sending nutrients to the liver and the toes.
Just like, Well, I mean, I had no idea that you men were powerful enough to manufacture sound and just like infiltrate it into these, ultrasound machines and the Doppler, you know, radar that you guys are like just with your mind. Is it with your mind?
It's like this mega needle kind of thing.
It's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's like in the mixer. He's like, every ultrasound machine, we have to add the heartbeat.
BPM,
the BPM. But you know, this is the serious note. When we talk about, the heart doesn't start beating until the fifth week or sixth week, really, we're just like circumcising an ant. I just want them to admit that it's a baby inside there. And you just showed on your show, NBC was talking about how babies would react to kale or they would react to stuff while they're in the womb. And in that segment, they talked, these are lovely babies.
Kale.
But if that baby was in the womb 2 months earlier, it's just a clump of cells. So I just want them to admit that it is a human being and not a dog or cat growing in there and give it the respect it deserves.
Okay, but you're saying 2 months earlier. They actually are advocating for that baby that they just saw reacting to the kale and whatever else.
Oh, to be aborted, yeah.
Yeah, up until the point of birth. And then if you're, Governor Ralph Northam, even afterwards, maybe, we'll keep the baby comfortable while the mom decides if she wants to go ahead and abort, which really is just...
We bring this up all the time. You guys can look this up real quick. When they survey pro-choice people that are pro-abortion, they always say there should be a limit, after the third trimester.
Yeah, and that limit used to be normal. Mm-hmm. It used to be like 23 weeks. That's where the abortion debate belongs, in that 0 to 23. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way forever. And in the past, few years, we're up, I don't know what we're doing up here, 9 months. In Canada, it's 9 months. In New York State, it's 9 months. And you're like, okay, can you do it? How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Shoot it in the head?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm like very staunchly pro-life, but I really, they're just being so careless about it because I think, as you point out, Gavin, there are a good amount of average Americans who are uncomfortable saying, I think that you should be forced to have a baby that you don't want. I obviously am not, I'm very staunchly pro-life, but there are a lot of Americans who could jump onto that if it's safe, legal, and rare. Now that they are so proudly like, I had 20 abortions and I love it, you should too. People are like, ooh.
Yeah, they ruined their cause. Remember Michelle Wolf?
Yes.
She comes out on her show and she's like celebrating her abortion in a grand. And I was watching that going, thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
You just brought a bunch of people over to our side by celebrating your abortion.
100%.
That's not someone who got raped.
Right.
That's not someone who accidentally had the condom break or something. That's someone who is using it as birth control. And that was not the deal.
Which you bring up the rape and incest argument, which is totally disingenuous. Because you'll go, okay, we'll give you that. What if we give you that? All other abortion stops and just rape and incest. And it's not like they're going to agree to that because that's not what they want. It's just
their politics are spiked politics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the reason they say 9 months is not because they're prepared to snip the spinal cord, because they know it drives us crazy.
Mm.
So it's like an ex-girlfriend dating your best friend. She's like, yeah, I love him. He's 450 pounds and he has severe acne. I love severe acne. And you're going, I'm mad. You did it. But the Drag Queen Story Hour too. They're not doing it to prevent gay kids getting bullied or to stop them from killing themselves. They know it makes us mad. So they're dancing around like brats trying to make us mad. And guess what? It worked. I'm mad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I agree with you. But I do also think that the younger generation is listening, and there are a lot of younger girls who are listening to these women like Michelle Wolf going out and being like, yeah, abortion's great, you should get it. And they're like, I should get an abortion. I accidentally got pregnant. Well, I don't know what else to do. And then they're traumatized for life because they didn't realize that it wasn't a thing to be celebrated.
Right. It's like that with the gender stuff. If you look at Gen Z or whatever versus my generation and the comparison between people that identify as whatever, LG, yada, 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 it's like not even close in terms of the percentage of increase, the exponential growth. And obviously that has a lot to do with what likes this type of stuff. And what we're seeing now with them being as provocative as they are, and that's why they do it. And they're smart enough to understand that they don't convince other people, especially younger people, with having the best ideas. They don't care about that. They want to have the thing is most flashy, most flamboyant, and most attractive, which is silly that we're talking about abortion in that element. But that's what they appeal to, and that's that emotional appeal, which is why it's so difficult for someone that's been indoctrinated with that or has got all of that information. It's very difficult to get them out of it by way of reason. It's literally impossible because they didn't get there by way of that. So you can sit up here and break it down as much as you want like this. You're factually incorrect on your position. and they won't even care. In fact, that's when they're really getting pissed off, when you start to explain to them how they're wrong, but because it kind of goes against their sensibilities or whatever they believe to be true, they're like, no, now I'm going to even ramp it up even more. That's a very difficult animal to fight, which is why I'm so, I know people don't like me for being a little rough around the edges and making fun of these people all the time. I'd make that argument that I am more effective in convincing them out of that position than you are by trying to be all polite and reasonable with these irrational people.
Well, I just want to make this quick point, though. There's no amount of evidence that can convince an idiot. And on top of that, it's easier to trick someone than to convince them they have been tricked.
So, well, they're teenagers. This is adolescent rebellion. And because your adolescence now goes up to your late 30s, these people are acting like brats. So we used to like get a mohawk to make your dad mad, and now they're like, I cut my daughter's tits off.
No.
And you're like, wow, you rebelled. That's pretty rebellious. I brought our son, you know, the one you don't have custody of anymore, to a strip club, and he was giving a stripper money. Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely are rebelling. Dad's mad. But it, just like you say, what are you going to do? Go up to a punk teenager and go, Mohawks are stupid, and it's a movement from Britain that was dead in 1980. They don't care.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
So you just, I think mockery is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Because that works on teens.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. By the way, just for a quick fact check, according to the National Library of Medicine, they say at 5 weeks, the baby's brain, spinal cord, and heart begin to develop. And by week 6, its heart continues to grow and now beats at a regular rhythm. This can be seen by vaginal ultrasound. So I think maybe I'll just, you know, trust the experts, pay attention to the science. Because I think that's what we're supposed to be all about anyway. All right, we got to take another quick break. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Bank on Yourself. So you don't actually control your retirement money if you've got a 401k or an IRA or similar retirement plan. The government actually controls it. So they decide how much you can borrow, when you can pay it back, and you'll owe taxes and penalties for taking money out too long or waiting too long, even though it's your money. Bank on Yourself is a better way to grow and protect your hard-earned money. This retirement plan alternative has never had a losing year in over 160 years. This is guaranteed predictable growth and retirement income. No guesswork required. It even provides built-in inflation protection. Your money is guaranteed to grow by a larger dollar amount every single year in both good times and bad. You can get a free report with all the details on how the Bank on Yourself strategy adds guarantees, predictability, and control to your financial plan. Just go to bankonyourself.com/matters. That is bankonyourself.com/matters. Gavin Newsom just recently tweeted, new, just launched billboards in 7 of the most restrictive anti-abortion states that explain how women can access care no matter where they live. To any woman seeking an abortion in these anti-freedom states, CA California will defend your right to make decisions about your own health. Now,
so wait, stop before you finish.
Okay. It gets worse because it does get worse.
But think about what he just said. Like, so he's basically claiming that California is the pro-freedom state.
That is the freedom state. Remember, Eric, same guy who ran all of those ads in Florida trying to convince the Floridians who watch Fox News that California was where they were going to find freedom. Same guy.
Aren't there like record numbers like of like laws. People? No, like them leaving, like opposed to them importing people in California.
Well, didn't you hear Gavin Newsom earlier this week? He said it was because of Trump's visa policies that they had the mass exodus.
That's why it was, Eric.
God, what are you, stupid?
Yeah, apparently.
It does get worse because in the Texas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi versions of the ads, there's a quote from Mark 12:31 where Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. And the billboard, of course, cuts out the context of the verse, which instructs to love God first. And I feel like...
What if your neighbor's a fetus?
That's a great point.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
But I got to make this point, though, as a conspiracy theorist. You know, this is the thing that people that are like Luciferians or Satanists or whatever, they love to use the Bible and invert it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They love to
use it in your face. So.
What scares me about this is I'm scared that there's a financial incentive here where the hospitals went, we could really cash in on this abortion stuff and we could get up to like, we do 7 a day. That's our rent in one day.
Well, no, they need it for the medical testing. They want the heart. They want the baby up until 9 months.
Oh, right. That's valuable,
it's incredibly. That's why when they catch Planned Parenthood people, they have like 8 fetuses in their closet. They're like, why do you have so many fetuses? It's because it's like a weed dealer, old weed. They forget about them. I'm just saying, these is literally like a drug. They're a commodity, these fetuses. And that's why these Planned Parenthood people always get caught
big
with these
money.
Fetuses. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had the genital mutilation at the beginning that was financially incentivized. Mm-hmm. And now we have murdering babies for money.
Well, you know the number one face cream for celebrities is made from the foreskin of babies. Have you guys ever seen this?
I'm yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, oh my, I'm going to send you the link after this. Yes, Ellen DeGeneres had, what's the girl from Speed, the actress?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. She was on the show talking about, and now other celebrities, you know, they talk about the number one face cream. It's really expensive. It's like $1,000 for 1 ounce, and it's made from the foreskin.
Stop.
I swear, this
Does
is not.
Does that mean
not,
that I was, if I was to rub my foreskin on your face, you would have better looking skin?
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Pretty
should
good.
We, should we try it?
I'm willing to try it. Yeah.
Not in a gay way, as friends.
Yeah, no, this is a health way. Yeah, health and fitness.
Skin test.
I agree.
So I've been sitting here thinking that the medical community had just gone super woke, but now I'm like, no, is
no,
it just
greed?
No, they're
like satanic capitalists.
Yeah, it's just greed.
Demonic greed. It's disturbing.
It really
and
is.
It started out pretty innocent enough. You hear doctors who work at hospitals and they say, I think the term is in-house. So you go there and your fingers got problems and you need some sort of muscle removed and they go, okay, we'll go to the third floor. Mm-hmm. Just keep it in the hospital. Mm-hmm. We want to keep the money. And these doctors get chastised if they recommend someone outside the hospital. So we start out with those kind of normal incentives for money. And then it's like, dude, there is so much money in top surgery and bottom surgery. It's insane. And the infections and stuff mean they come back. Mm. It's almost as lucrative as abortion.
Yeah, which I hate, too, that they have these cute little names like top and bottom surgery.
Ugh.
Just call it what it is. Make people uncomfortable. Let them know what they're actually, the okay. procedure that they're
oh,
actually getting.
Oh, yeah, we
getting.
Do that with the child sacrifice thing, and they get so aggravated when you call it that, when you call abortion
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's it what is. It is. That's it what is. It literally is.
Yeah. So is Gavin running?
100%.
I'm considering it.
Not really considering it. Gavin McKinnon.
He's going to win, too. He's going to be Trump's running mate.
Got my citizenship recently, and that would be a great way to sort of get the ground
kick
running.
It off. Yeah. It, but what about Gavin Newsom?
I was just saying this during the commercial break. I just assumed we were all on the same page, left and right, that he blew it and he's lucky he's not in jail and he should just go out to pasture. And we're like, you dodged a bullet, buddy. But president? Well, how did that happen?
That's not what the left does, though. They keep running people who clearly other people don't like. Stacey Abrams, Robert Francis O'Rourke. How many times
the union guy who can't speak English with the
Fetterman.
Lump on the back of his neck?
Dude, Fetterman is literally the most off-putting politician I've ever seen in my life. He doesn't even own a pair of pants. The guy is like, I mean, he really doesn't. You've never seen it. He's got this lump growing from his neck that he needs to go to a hospital and get that.
Is it a goiter?
It's something to do with a stroke. But and he's his orator skills. The guy couldn't speak to save his life.
It's so uncomfortable. If we were all sitting here and we weren't on a show and you brought him, you go, meet my friend Fetterman. We'd be like, hey, man. And then we'd all be really uncomfortable after about 5 minutes. And then we'd sort of be glaring at you going,
thanks. Why'd you bring this guy?
Way to bring a dud.
Yeah, well, it is really bizarre because someone in the press will actually say, hey, should we be concerned because he seems to have problems speaking? And they're like, oh, he had a stroke. You can't say that. He has an auditory processing problem.
It's like stuttering and all that stuff with Biden.
If he has an auditory processing problem, like maybe he shouldn't be the guy. Yeah. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Nah, they run people obviously out of spite in a lot of it. And unfortunately, with politics, like people support people out of spite as well, which is why someone like Gavin Newsom is... And I can't imagine living in an area like, well, state, let's say in California, where he's rented into the ground even more so than maybe the people before him. And to still come out of that supporting this guy, mainly because the people that you are told to despise don't like him. Mm. And that's really a lot of what we do kind of with this, like definitely in the era of social media, where it's a lot of supporting things out of spite, as opposed to even if you know that you're advocating for essentially your own destruction.
Yeah.
Hey, it makes the people that you're told to dislike mad, so why not?
Yeah.
It's daddy issues. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
We're the daddy, and they're just like, I hate you, slamming their bedroom door.
Yeah.
But you know what's spooky about this, too, is I think it's possible they ran Biden knowing that he has an expiration date and he's going to be done. And it's the same with this union guy, and it just happened to Laura Loomer. They ran a Weekend of Bernie's candidate against her. He won. And now he's just like worse than Biden. And they go, well, he's got to go. And now we can choose someone in a more orderly manner. And Laura's like, I almost won.
Yeah.
And the Weekend of Bernie's guy can't move.
Yeah.
Well, and I know the show's over. Okay, so last thing. Gavin can raise a lot of money and he's a puppet.
Okay. Got to take a break. We'll
be back.
A lot. I know the show's over, but I'm going to really ruin your next segment. All right, Gavin, you are here because you're on tour, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us What's going on? Where can people find the information? The Cognitive Dissidents Tour.
Yes.
Okay.
We are cognitive dissidents. We are thought criminals. I just noticed there's a huge hole in comedy. No one was being offensive anymore. No dirty jokes, no sexist, racist, transphobic, homophobic jokes. So we went out there and said, let's just do all the jokes that no one else is doing. And I think we overdid it.
I think you nailed all of that just on this show.
Well, that was this was nothing. I see the tapes of these and I'm like, I don't like this anymore.
I don't like it's, me.
I'm offended by me. So don't come. It's way, look at that. I mean, it's way too over the top.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how to dial it back now. We already started and I can't stop it. The tickets are sold, but it is.
Is it more controversial than a family-friendly drag show?
Oh.
Well, there are no children are hurt, which I guess is now, that's for wimps.
So those of you who are listening on podcast, it's tinyurl.com/censoredlive to get your tickets.
It's not all ages. Do not bring your kids.
Thanks, guys.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.